approached of recapitalizing the company. And so to do so, it required that we go through a Chapter 11 process to allow that to happen. And we have selected a stalking horse bidder for the purchases of the assets of the company. And in that bidder, they will own the intellectual property and license it back to the company in a long-term basis to continue to operate the factories and support all of our employees here in the United States.
Okay, so the factories that exist all around the States, is there going to be any layoffs? Is there going to be any closures? Are the workers there going to keep their jobs?
Yes, our focus is on preserving all the jobs in the United States. Both factories are very important to us, both in Rochester as well as Chicago. We see it as a competitive advantage for our company. And so at this time, there are no layoffs planned, and we actually expect to continue to grow our business and, you know, eventually add more workers.
All right. The report that I saw said that the amount the company is being sold for is undisclosed. Can you give me any kind of an indication as to what amount's been settled on?
I can't. That's not open to the public yet.
All right, that's fine. No problem. So now, what will your role, HMX? What will your role be with Hickey Freeman and your other brands?
We will continue to run the business as we have, manufacturing it, designing it, selling it, marketing it. Nothing really changes.
Okay. And the amount of debt that was reported was $50 million, is that correct?
Yes, it's more or less correct.
All right. And can you just give me an overview of where that debt's come from?
We have secured debt with our major lender, Salus Capital, and then we have trade payables, and then a sub-debt from our parent company.
All right. Do you see this this decision as one that might hurt your brand at all, either for Hickey Freeman or for your other brands?
We don't see it having any impact on the brands whatsoever. We're operating in ordinary course. And, in fact, our partners, whether it's our retailers or our fabric partners, all are very supportive of what we are doing. And so we actually don't see it having any impact whatsoever.
Okay. Do you think it will benefit your operations in any way?
I think that a partnership with Authentic Brands provides a brand management expertise and relationships in the global markets that definitely can benefit all of our brands, in particular Hickey Freeman being able to export products manufactured here in the United States to foreign markets.
All right, and just finally, for the people working in Rochester, because it's a bit of a kind of way of life over here. For the workers who are in the factory here and for people who love the brand, I think that seeing someone's filed for bankruptcy can kind of give them a bit of a jolt and maybe seem a little scary. What would you say to the people in this area who rely on those jobs and who love the brand?
I would say to all of our employees, they know me well, and my focus is again, you know, building a great company and preserving the jobs. So they have my personal commitment to ensure that happens.